I guess it's good morning, everybody. It's still 11:30 here. So welcome to the July 3rd, 2025 special council meeting. I'm Mayor Lucas Cleveland, and I'll be chairing today's meeting. Today's meeting is being video live streamed about the video recording, which will be made available online as per normal. If you'd like to speak to a staff report, please fill out the request to speak form and provide it to the clerk's staff. As a reminder to council, staff, and the public, if you join us, please speak directly into the microphone so that everyone can hear you. I now call this meeting to order at 11:31 a.m. Is there anyone who'd like to read the traditional land acknowledgement for this morning? Seeing none, I will read it myself. The town of Cobourg respectfully acknowledges that we are located in the traditional treaty territory of the Mississauga and Chippewa Nations, collectively known as the William Treaty's First Nations, which include Curve Lake, Hiawatha, Alderville, Skookog Island, Rama, Beausoleil, and Georgina Island First Nations. The town of Cobourg respectfully acknowledges that the William Treaty's First Nations have been stewards and caretakers of these lands and waters, and today they remain vigilant over their health and integrity for generations to come. We are all treaty people. Now, at this time, there's an introduction of addendum items. I see none. We have a confirmation of the agenda. Do I have a mover at this moment? So moved by Councillor Barber, seconded by Deputy Mayor. Any questions or concerns? Seeing none, all in favor? So moved. This moves us to the declaration of pecuniary interest. Seeing none. Now moves us into the closed session. Do I have a mover of the closed session at this time? So moved by Councillor Maton, seconded by Councillor Bureau. Mr. Larmer, I'd like to move to have a recorded vote on this closed session. Thank you. I'm going to say a prepared statement, and then this council will move on to a vote. To my council colleagues, I want to make it very clear that I will only continue participating in this meeting if it remains as an open session. I have nothing to hide. To the public and to this council, I spent a great deal of time carefully crafting my letter. I believe that calling this meeting today is a misguided action by members of this council. This action of calling today's meeting actually only further amplifies the position I stated in my letter. I believe that the public has a right to know where each and every member of this council stands on this most critical issue facing Cobourg. I personally have had enough of the kangaroo courts that I exist, that I've had to tolerate at the county, masquerading as closed sessions, and I won't do that at this level. I tolerated the bullying, intimidation, and legal threats that were made at the county in closed session because I was a lone voice representing the Cobourg population. I will not tolerate that at this level. I won't participate and I will leave. I have already had a legal opinion in regards to my letter and I am prepared to defend it most vigorously in open session. I will not alter, apologize, or amend or rescind a single word from the letter that I posted. Yesterday, the only thing I did was to ask today's Northumberland to remove their single word citizens from the caption posted about my letter, which is a word that was chosen by today's Northumberland, not by me, nor was it in my letter. I will not participate in a closed session meant to silence something that I did without any staff assistance. I did not go to staff. I did not involve the comms. I put out a statement as the mayor of Cobourg, with which I had obtained legal advice from. I certainly will not be resigning today, and I cannot be forced to. The confusion seems to be that I know I do not speak for any of you, but neither do any of you speak for me. My letter is just that, my letter. At this time, I will take it to a vote. Mr. Larmer.
Just questions?
By all means, if there would like to be a discussion. Councillor Maton.
Yes, I just I appreciate your comments. Just a few things. I think my support of a closed session would be that there would be an opportunity for any member of council to speak freely. And express any concerns that they might have, which probably, you know, may, or they may be unsure that could be expressed in open session. And a question to you, Mr. Mayor, on clarification. Did you seek the legal advice before you released the letter or after?
So the direct question is that I sought legal advice well in advance of releasing that letter. To the comments of open session, the reality is that the identified individual is clearly regarding the letter. And as the identified individual, I think it's appropriate that I'm given the opportunity to defend those words in open session in front of the entire community. Thank you. I did see a hand from Deputy Mayor, so I'm going to give the Deputy Mayor a chance, and then we'll go back to you, Councilor Matan.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mayor. I can appreciate your comments. I think there's a few things to address in that. And I'm not quite sure how over the last few days it spread online and out into the public narrative. But the intention of this meeting, nowhere is it identified on the agenda, nor we have to remember that this was a closed session item. So how that got leaked out into the community, that this meeting has nothing to do about asking a member of council to resign. As we all know, we respect democracy and no member of council is within that right. So I think that's really important to address that as someone who petitioned the support of the petition of this meeting, that was never the intent. So I have no idea how that spread over the last few days. I've seen screenshots in social media groups where names were released and shared, and that assumption was made. And again, that's up to the public to draw their own conclusions. But I think it's very important to address that. And then just the other item in your statement, Mr. Mayor, is, and you did, you clearly stated that no one speaks for any member of council, and I appreciate that. And so I really want to acknowledge that. And my understanding is that's the only way that we can have me as member of council, because members of council do not have the communication access or the authority as the office of the mayor does. And so I was just a bit taken aback in the morning when we received the letter, you know, in my email at 2 a.m. in the morning, and then how that went viral locally online, especially following what I thought was a very productive meeting the night before, where we passed an update to our parks bylaw, we passed a request for a council and mayor media policy, and then again that letter kind of grew on its own. So that took me aback. So I think it's important that council has a discussion about how that letter, through you, Mr. Mayor, represents this council, and I don't feel that policies and adequate resources were taken. If legal opinion was given, then perhaps that's something you'd want to share in closed with council to help us understand. But really the point of my remarks are, as a non-mayor member of council, that wasn't the right verbiage, but as a member of council who doesn't have the communication access that the Office of the Mayor has, and I respect the policies in place, I did feel that that letter spoke on behalf of council, and I actually felt the letter was unnecessary given the collegial and consensus building decisions that council made the night prior. But I'm just going to close with, I really want to stress, at no time did a member of council, nor did staff, this has nothing to do with a call or request for a resignation of a member of council. So I think that's just important to highlight, because I don't know how that came out into the public narrative. So I just wanted to stress that point.
Well, thank you very much for the statement, Deputy Mayor. I think that all of those questions can be answered in open, and I think that the community as a whole needs to understand what's going on. There's no need for this to be in closed session, which is why I've asked for a recorded vote and why I've stated very clearly I will not be partaking in any closed session. Because I don't believe it's necessary, and I believe the entire town of Coburg deserves to hear where each member of this council stands and what issues they take with that letter. So thank you very much for that. Councilor Matan, back to you. And sorry, I didn't see your hand, Ms. Darling, but I'll go to Councilor Matan and then I'll recognize you.
I would just, I appreciate the Deputy Mayor's comments. I would like to stress that effectively we make decisions as a council. And I mean, there are some exceptions with new legislation out and so forth. And I will reiterate, I believe that there needs to be an opportunity for members of council, because we were not consulted on this letter. We were not advised in advance of this letter. I think that I would be happy to discuss in open after we've been enclosed. I think that that is a normal protocol, that something that may be coming out of closed, but I do not recall at any time that council had been advised, consulted with regards to the statement. And I think the deputy mayor has described it more eloquently than I can at this point. So that's my final.
Noted, Mr. Darling. Sorry, Councillor Darling.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. As part of this council, this meeting was called. I will always participate in the meetings as much as I can and am available. Personally, I read the letter. I took it as the mayor has the privilege of writing a letter. I assumed that it was his opinion. It was not the opinion of council. I did feel it could have been a little softer. It was maybe a little hard in my opinion, but that is my opinion. And as the mayor, I felt it was your right, but I do want to participate in this meeting. And I honestly feel that it could be discussed in open. We all have an opinion. We know by the meeting being called closed, the rumor mill went wild. And by keeping things in open and for everyone to watch the video, if they can at this time, to hear what each of us have to say, in my opinion, is a better way to get the message and the true message out there. Thank you.
Any other comments at this time? By all means, Deputy Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Mouton and Councillor Darling. I hear both of your perspectives. If I may, Mayor Cleveland, through you to the clerk, is there a way that we can balance both? Because I definitely don't want to exclude the mayor from this conversation. He does make that point about, I don't think this is a kangaroo court. This is a democratic council that is very committed to uncomfortable conversations to build a consensus to support the best interests of our community. So this is not a kangaroo court. I just want to be very clear on that. These are council chambers. So my question through you, Mr. Mayor, to Mr. Larmer, is there a way that we can we have a discussion in open and then go into closed should council feel that? Or do we have to follow closed and then come out in open? And then just while I have my microphone, sorry, Mr. Mayor, after Mr. Larmer's response, if we went into closed and then came out into open to have the conversation, would that give you a level of comfort for participation? So, sorry, that was a long-winded way of a twofold question, one to Mr. Larmer, then one to you.
Mr. Larmer, before you continue, I want to clarify. I never once referred to this as a kangaroo court. I said that I have had enough of kangaroo courts at the county. Deputy Mayor, my concern here is, once again, I am saying one thing yet is being interpreted another. I never once said that this is a kangaroo court. I said I have had enough of the kangaroo courts at the county masking as closed sessions. So again, here we are and you're making a statement where you don't believe they're kangaroo courts. Well, no one has said that. So I just want to be very clear. My words were specific and written that I had enough of the kangaroo courts at county masquerading as closed sessions that I won't participate in here. So just I want to clarify, at no point did I reference this council as a kangaroo court. I said that I've had enough of it at the county and I won't participate in here. So please, if we're going to respond to comments, let's make sure that the comments are being responded to are the words I've actually said. Mr. Larmer.
So through your worship to the member of council, to all council. So this is a special meeting cause 5.6 of the procedural bylaw. So the special meeting is limited to business matters included in the notice of the meeting only, but council can suspend the rules of order if they issue. But that being said, this vote that currently is being discussed is actually just to go enclosed or not. I'd say we are leaning towards a discussion on the topic and that hasn't been published anywhere. But 100% up to council to do reverse or each one, but there is an items arising out of a closed session that would have anything that could come or directed from closed to come to open as well too. So, but again, it's the council, this council can do as they wish as the meetings, and I can help navigate.
Mr. Beale, sorry, Councillor Beale.
I'm not sure what the, okay, in my opinion, and my opinion only, there has been a lot of rumors and a lot of misnomers that are going out on social media that this council is asking for your resignation or anything like that. So if you forget that noise, because that is untrue, and nobody is here to attack anybody, nobody is here to do anything except have a conversation with our mayor about a letter. That is it. That is absolutely it. And as I would think, if your council, as leader of the council, wanted to talk a little bit in closed and ask about this, I don't think that's an unreasonable ask of your council when they just want to have a quick talk about what's going on with that letter, seeing as how none of us were apprised that it was even going out, which is in your right. But it did cause a lot of controversy to the public. So I'm not understanding why you're taking this stance as everybody's attacking you when all it is just a conversation. And a conversation that I think everybody wants to have freely. So to go into closed about having that, I don't understand what the big deal is on that. I'm unsure.
By all means, I'll respond to that. So again, I haven't said anyone's attacking me. No, again, if I may, I have the words that I read right in front of me. I have said exactly what's on my words. So I said, I've had enough of the kangaroo courts. I've already had a legal opinion. I talked about what Northumberland has asked. I said, I will not be intimidated into silence. I will not be resigning and I cannot be forced to. This is what I've said. So my words have been exactly stated, yet already twice they have been misinformed and miscommunicated. So my words state very clearly, I believe that the community as a whole deserves and is entitled to know where every member of this council stands on my letter. I don't understand the objection to having that conversation in open. I think it's pretty straightforward.
Thank you, Mayor Cleveland. I think it needs to be very clear, though, what you have in a written statement versus what you have said to members of the public, members of council, since this meeting was called, is also two different things, because you have used the word attack in conversation. And so this isn't an attack. This is an opportunity. And I think Councillor Mouton stated it quite well. It's definitely within the right of the office of the mayor to release a statement, for sure. So perhaps you can help council and the community understand why you felt that you had to make such an aggressive statement with loaded words, calling, like using the words hostile, weaponizing the integrity commissioner, which is actually like an independent, you used it as an opportunity. It was a very individually written letter. And I'm just, can you help me understand then if I focus on the fact what I'm really irked about with the letter, it's not about calling for a safe community. I fully support that. I know that this entire council does. But why you felt you had to release a letter after the fact with a legal opinion, which I'm assuming you spent levy dollars on, and if you didn't. And
so, correct assumption.
I'm speaking, thank you.
But you're saying untrue things.
Speaking, Mr. Mayor.
And saying untrue
things. Interrupting me, Mr. Mayor. You will have your opportunity.
Or lies to be
shown. Not stand to be interrupted.
Then please stop.
When last week you attacked another member of council when they were interrupting you. If you give me a moment to finish my thoughts.
Can you stop saying untruth then?
I am not stating things untruth.
You said I used the levy to pay tax dollars.
I'm asking.
So please recant that statement.
It was a question.
No, you said it as a statement.
It was a question.
Please, we'll go back on the record. If you'd like to actually please.
Frame the question. Sorry, then let me get to a question. My question is, why did you feel you needed to issue such a strongly penned letter following our regular council meeting, essentially 2.5 hours after we passed strong bylaws that address all these issues? And if you want to go back to the public record, then at the Wednesday meeting, you clearly stated you will stay out of the lane of the police. You tied the police into your letter. You connected a dot to a town hall meeting, which has no direct correlation. And now you just shared with counsel that you obtained legal opinion on the letter. Fine. So can you please explain how that legal opinion was obtained and funded? And I would then like to request that counsel receive a copy of that letter so that it can also add context to the justification of the letter and the choice of language that you used.
I'll choose to answer your accusations and questions this way. Those choosing to read it.
You are misinterpreting me. I am not accusing you. I reframed and asked a question. So if you don't want to be misinterpreted, do not misinterpret my words.
Those choosing to read into my letter their own erroneous insights are just that, erroneous. I regret not saying enough is enough well over a year ago, Deputy Mayor. There's a major difference between being frank and being inflammatory. Using the term inflammatory as a blanket statement to create some kind of lockstep fealty will not be happening with me, Deputy Mayor. My letter was again frank. It was direct and it was fully transparent. I am the Mayor of Coburg. I, as the Mayor of Coburg, without use of any taxpayer funds, any staff resources, put a statement into the community. The fact that we're having a meeting about it goes to further my point. So I'm not going to answer any questions because right now the item on the floor is a closed session, which I am saying that should this council choose to move into, I will be leaving. Are there any other questions about that motion? Councillor Barber.
Mr. Mayor, I have to say that in hearing you and what you've said in the last few moments, specifically, while you did not suggest that this be a kangaroo court, you did say that your meetings at the closed meetings at the county were, in your opinion, kangaroo courts. And therefore, if this council decided to continue as a closed meeting, that you suggest perhaps that this indeed then would be a kangaroo court and therefore you cannot take part in it. So while you did not say that it was, you are insinuating, sir, as I'm hearing you, that because it would be a closed session as asked for by this council, then it would indeed become a kangaroo court and therefore you will not take part in it. And I would like you to address that, please, sir.
By all means, Mr. Barber, thank you for the well-outlined question. Supposition is a wonderful thing. And suppositions are what this letter was filled with. And the way people choose to interpret those suppositions say more about them than necessarily the words I've put in that letter. And yes, I accept. I will not participate in a closed session. That is my choice. And that is where I will leave that at. As I said, I have nothing to hide. I am willing to verbiously and without recourse, defend every word in that letter. And I'm happy to do so in an open session. Since it's this council who chose to have issue with that letter, I'm leaving that option to this council to have the option to question me about the letter in open. Because it's about me, I have no problem with it in open. So the choice is yours. If there is any further comments before we go to the recorded vote, seeing none, Mr. Larmer, it's yours.
Through you, Worship, members of council, request for a court vote called on item 6, closed session item. Would you like me to read the procedures of the...
I'm fine with it, unless the council would like to.
Okay. Yes, I will. Yep. So confer closed session motion to put on the floor for a court vote. Action recommended that council meet in closed session in accordance with section 239 2B of the Municipal Act regarding personal matters about identifiable individual, including municipal local board employees, section 239-2B of the Municipal Act. Record vote will be called by myself. All votes are provided in verbal, yes in favor, no as opposed. Because a record vote is requested for the closed session, there are no abstentions. Abstentions will be cast and recorded in the negative. Starting with the member who requests the court of vote and going in clockwise rotation as in council chambers. So starting with Mayor Cleveland.
No.
Councillor Bureau.
Yes.
Councillor Darling.
No.
Councillor Burkett.
Yes.
Councillor Mouton.
Yes.
Councillor Barber.
Yes.
And Deputy Mayor Beattie.
Yes.
It is carried.
I will pass the chair. Enjoy your closed session.
Thank you to the public and media who are watching online. Council is coming out of closed session. So in our open agenda, we are on item 7, which is items arriving from closed session. And we do have an item arising. If I can ask Mr. Larmer to display the motion on the screen. Thank you. I will read it aloud, and then I will call for a mover and a seconder. So the motion on the floor is a discussion on the mayor's statement dated June 26, 2025, which includes the following response from council. Today, Cobra Council met to discuss a matter in closed session, which is pursuant to Section 239(2)(b) of the Municipal Act 2001. And as a result of the closed session, council discussed a statement issued by the Office of the Mayor on June 26, 2025, in which the mayor did not participate. During the conversation, council reaffirmed its continued commitment to support a safe community within the town of Cobourg, including supporting the mayor and his initiatives through decisions of council. This includes continually working collaboratively with the Cobourg Police Service, other levels of government, and community partners to work within their respective mandates and responsibilities. Council will continue to listen and work diligently to keep our community safe for everyone. May I have a mover, Councilor Barber, seconded by Councilor Mouton. Any discussion? I'll call a vote. All those in favor? And it's carried. Thank you. We now move on to item 8, which is the confirmatory bylaw, 8.1, bylaw 037-2025, as published to the screen. Mover in Councilor Burkett, Councilor Bureau. Any discussion? Call a vote. All those in favor? And there's adjournment at 1:24 p.m. Thank you very much, everyone.